Hi, it's Pastor Jeff, and let's take a look now at the third stage in the life cycle, that of a learner. Here we've gone from lost to lover. Our head, our heart, and our hands have been addressed and dealt with biblically per God's word, God's will, and God's way on two different occasions or two different levels. And if we're talking about a learner, that means that by the grace of God, he's captured a lost soul. They have demonstrated that the content of truth, the culture of love, and the conflict of warfare have been overcome by the Spirit of God in them. They've been captured by grace, radically transformed, and are now not just lovers of God, not just spiritual infants, but here we've already seen that they've embraced the truth, they've really begun to grow in the love, and they've begun a life of victory in warfare, spiritual warfare. They've accepted, they've become, and they've committed to the point where everything points to a disciple that is no longer a baby and yet not yet an adult. What do we have here? We have what we call the learner. And it's time to change how we help to engage and explain and equip this growing, beautiful portrait of God's grace. This brother or sister who is growing into their potential, growing into their identity. This is where the voice may be cracking spiritually. The skeleton is getting form and muscle on it. And yet there's still an immaturity that we have to be honest about. And we need to continue to nurture while we begin to hope to inspire. This is where we begin, like a coach, to encourage and to help pour in. And when we talk now at the learner level about the head, the heart, and the hands, I want you to think about the head begins to learn more facts. It's not just about truth, generic. Now some of the particular facts of the faith begin to get poured into. When we look at the love or the heart, we start to nurture and look for the signs of the faith. That it's more than just, again, the generic God-shaped love. We're looking for that love of God that begins to demonstrate itself in expressions of faith. And again, at the learner level, if one is the facts, two is the faith, then three is the fruit. The hands begin to produce fruit. So one, two, three, A, B, C, we see the facts, number one. We see the faith coming alive, number two. And then we see the fruit of that faith beginning to be produced and distributed through the hands of this new learner. And A, B, C, the acceptance of those facts, the acceptance of the call to marry and bridge the facts and the faith. The B, it's the becoming, that the faith is what is producing and what is really thrilled about the fruit that this brother or sister gets to produce. It's not work that they have to do, but you begin to see that they get to. And they don't just get to, they commit to. So at the learner level, the facts, the faith, and the fruit accepted, becoming, and committed to. This is where you see that adolescent spiritual blossoming beginning to happen. And in our life cycle, this is at that high point. Frankly, it's the place of the most dramatic, obvious expressions of change. Now, that's not to say it's where the greatest change takes place. Frankly, that's when we go from dead to alive. But it looks like people say, wow, look at the blossoming of that person. Wow, look at how big they're getting. Or perhaps better said, look at how small they realize they are. But spiritually speaking, this is where you see some of the most dramatic growth taking place. That's the learner. They embrace the facts. They become the faith. And they commit to being a fruit-producing follower of Christ. And to the glory of God, that grace is going to continue to grow. But note, it's not going to keep going up. For you see, as the learner becomes one who understands what it is to be a leader, their love for God, and now this budding love for people, will begin to turn into service for the world out of a walk of worship to our King Jesus. That's the learner. Let's get ready. And the next step is we'll look at this same principled process, but next will be for the leader in God's family. Amen and amen.